This is KUT. The city's police union gave its official response to last week's fatal shooting of an unarmed black teenager by an Austin police officer, who is also black. KUT's Ben Philpott reports the Austin Police Association tried to dispel any claims that race had a role in the shooting while pointing a finger at department staffing levels.
Police union president Kenneth Cassaday wasted no time laying the blame for the shooting at the feet of an understaffed, underbudgeted police department. He began building that argument on the third sentence of his prepared statement.
Our department is currently over 145 police officers short. That number is only going to continue to go up over the next year. Most of these vacancies are on patrol, where staffing is vital to ensure that officers have more options when forced to make split-second decisions.
Cassaday says there were only 7 officers working that morning in what's called the Edwards sector, a segment of Northeast Austin. He says even after Officer Jeffrey Freeman fired at 17-year-old David Joseph, it took about 3 minutes for backup to get to the scene. And he chided APD Chief Art Acevedo for taking pride in bringing the department in under budget.
Our administration has been saving dollars, and it looks like it may have cost a life.
The second part of the press conference focused on Officer Freeman. Chandra Irvin is with the Austin Police Department and is president of the Texas Peace Officers Association, which represents black police officers and other minority groups on the force. While she offered her condolences to the Joseph family, she's been focusing on trying to heal Freeman's mental state.
I have asked many members of the TPOA just to call him. I asked some of the guys, call him and, hey, talk about basketball stuff. Talk about football stuff. Something so his mind is just not concentrating on that one event.
Finally, one of Freeman's lawyers stepped to the mic. Grant Goodwin is a staff attorney for the Combined Law Enforcement Associations of Texas. He says race has nothing to do with this shooting and quickly pivoted back to the theme of an understaffed, undertrained police force.
We believe in the long run, the facts will simply play out that it was a difficult situation that any officer could have found himself in, regardless of the race of those involved, and the outcome will be the same without further staffing and training.
Last week, APD Chief Acevedo held a press conference with members of the local Black Lives Matter movement, promising to wrap up an investigation into the shooting within 30 days. Union President Cassaday said allowing that group to be part of an official press conference inside APD headquarters was insulting, and he called for an independent investigation that would take longer than 30 days to make sure a toxicology report on Joseph can be completed. Ben Philpott, KUT News.